We did work on fetal facial movements, okay, and this study concerns distress or pain expressions in the fetus, which is important in terms of normal interactions after birth. You have to be able to communicate, and you communicate actually with your face. So just when the baby is born, parents will look at the face and they will kind of react to the face. So it's important to actually have this ability to make movements and to make facial expressions. And so I looked at 19 movements in order to see how many muscles of the face can the fetus move over time as they grow older. And I found that from 24 to 36 weeks gestation, it actually increased significantly. And then we looked at whether we could also find expressions which would identify as a certain face. You know, for example, you can have laughter or cry, or what I looked at was pain and distress.
And why did you decide that this was a study that needed to be done?
Well, as I said, it's really important to actually look at the development of facial movements, because we want to see how does it occur from the start. We don't know. We don't know how the facial expressions are developed. And is it a social development that's just started at birth, or does it happen beforehand? So that's why it was interesting, like theoretically, to look at it. And practically, I wanted to have an index of what is healthy development. And by moving the facial muscles, of course, it's an index of how healthy the fetus will be, although we don't yet know what actually it means. You know, what we can say at the moment is what I found, you know, or we found in our studies, was that as the fetus grows older, they move more of their muscles, and they move more of their muscles at the same time, which is important, you see. And now the next study would actually look at whether fetuses who might be kind of disadvantaged, for example, from mothers who smoke, whether they show different developments, you know, of these facial muscles.
Tell me about how you managed to do it.
We asked mothers in the James Cook Hospital whether they would like to take part. So they took this information sheet with them home, discussed it with their families, you know, and then if they wanted to do the study, they would phone in and make an appointment. And so it's for 15 minutes that they're being scanned, and I videotape the scan to analyze the movements afterwards, you know. And during the scan, there's, of course, the radiographer. I mean, Kendra Exley, who is kind of the chief, the head there. She's very, very good. I mean, very, very skilled, you know. So she and I, we would point out certain things, you know. For example, you can see the fetus mouth open, or the eyes sometimes blink, you know. And so what I did is I looked at a number of these kind of scales and then selected behaviors which have been used to identify pain. So, for example, the kind of brow going down, you know, frowning, or the mouth opening widely, you know, or the nasolabial furrow, which is here, you know, if that deepens, you know, that's another indicator, you know. So there are a number of these indicators which show that there is pain expressed in the face by babies, you know. So that's what I looked for then when I looked at the kind of gestalt, you know. Can I see all these movements happening at the same time? And that would be then a pain face. And if you look at the face, which I then take as a photograph, you actually can see, you would as an outsider identify that as a pain face, you know.
Yes, I mean, we can see on the scan, that 4D scan, the baby looks like it's frowning, doesn't it?
Exactly.
And what was the reaction of the mothers who took part in the study? Because this must be fascinating for them as well.
Yeah, oh, the mothers are really nice. I'm so, so grateful for them to take part. Not many had 4D scans, you know. I don't think any of them had 4D scans. So for the first time, they could actually see their baby in 3D. And then, of course, moving over time is a 4D idea, you know. And so we would kind of point out, for example, look, there is an eye blink, you know, or look, the baby is kind of moving the mouth and that's a smile. So parents interpret these facial expressions in their own ways, you know. So there's a bit, there's a difference between how we do it as scientists, you know, which is just more objective, I suppose. You know, as I said, we have all these movements, we analyze them, we say, well, what is this at this time? Can we call that something, you know? Whereas parents will see it and they will interpret it. For example, the baby is sleepy, or it hasn't had any breakfast, or it is hungry, and they would kind of comment on that. So it's a really very social kind of affair as well, you know?